Around 30 groups signed a letter calling on lawmakers to invest $953 million for drinking water infrastructure under the next two-year state budget. Without state funding, Peter Burris with Wisconsin Conservation Voters says local governments may be forced to delay projects or raise water rates to pay for them.
It doesn't need to be the way things are, especially when we're sitting on a $4 billion surplus. We strongly believe that access to safe drinking water should not be a zero-sum competition.
Groups say water contamination from lead, nitrates, and PFAS need to be addressed. They also want lawmakers to remove a 2017 law that bars agencies from working on costly regulations without legislative approval. Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu says repealing the law would move Wisconsin backward. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.